Some Bugman Network presents The Bachelor Bro Show. We watch the show so you don't have to. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome. This is The Bachelor Bro Show. And today on The Bachelor Bro Show, we're going to talk to you about week number two. Yo, we got takes on takes on takes, and our takes are the hottest.
That's right.
You don't want to get fresh. Your Bachelor news from anywhere else, especially if you're not super fond of the show. We are Bachelor News Central for people who don't watch it.
Crisp and fresh.
Yep, that's right. So, Bradley, why don't you go ahead and give us a summary of the plot?
Sure. I'd love to. In this episode, we have the contestants blushing, flirting, fighting, and kissing. We witness their journey of sacrifice, from choosing to leave their children in search of love to abandoning their fear of being killed by bumper cars, all for the potential of finding true love. Ari can also be seen in the background if you're really paying attention.
That dude wasn't in this episode. They brought Ari out to make out with people, and then he just left. That was it.
Yeah.
Ari made out with people, and he gave our roses at the end, and that was it.
This is jumping the gun a little bit, but I don't think later there's a good place to talk about this, but I want to say towards the end, when it's just make out sesh, as Becca said, after make out sesh, his lips are literally red from all the lipstick.
I didn't notice that.
It's sickening to me, and they don't care. They're all just going right back in.
I'm sure every lady felt special.
Well, that I'm sure
Why
she
are
did.
Your lips
I
so
just,
red.
I just wish the producers or whoever's back behind the camera had the decency to offer a wet wipe or
something to
help him out.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying it was lipstick?
Yes, I think it was.
I thought you were saying his lips were swollen and like sore because
he met so many
people.
I don't think that.
I believed you. No, that's the thing. It was the whole episode, so I honestly was like, yeah, I watched him make out with people the whole time. It was the whole thing. Like, he didn't do anything.
No,
else.
Like, I know it was makeup because it was like going all the way up to his nose.
It
was just the marks were.
Now I gotta go
but,
back
you
and
know,
see this.
That's what that's what they're there for. That's what we're doing. So that's fine.
Well, before we get started with the rest of the plot, we didn't even really say hello to one another. We kind of jumped the gun on that. So, how you been?
I've been great. My wife and I are getting ready to move. We've been in this house for like 3 or 4 years, and we're buying another one. We've got too many hobbies. It's closer to my wife's work, so it's just time to move, and that's been very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But I'm just excited to be here. I'm doing great, and just excited.
Too many traumatic bachelor memories in that house, so it's time to leave. It'll be time to sell the next house because
it'll be filthy,
tainting everyone's homes.
What about you? What have you been up to,
man? I've been good. I've been good. Working and being cold. Speaking of that, I've got to get my air conditioner fixed and my heater fixed in my car. It's out, and so I'm freezing to death right now. For those of y'all that don't know, in Arkansas, it's cold. And it's nothing like we didn't have a bomb cyclone like that on the East Coast. It's just it's colder than normal.
Yeah.
And I don't
today was up. Like, it was warm. It was like 40. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it's just I cannot warm up. It is cold.
Yep. All right. Well, enough about us.
Enough about us.
Let's talk about this interesting, wonderful show we all love. So, first date goes to
Becca K.
Very beginning of the episode, Ari's like, hey, I'll send a letter. And he just writes a letter to the ladies, and one girl opens it and says, today I'll be joined in a date by Becca K. And then it just says Ari, and that's it. She gets a date.
By the way, when Chris comes in to drop that thing off, did he look like he just got out of bed to you, or is it just me?
Oh, no. He
was a mess.
Mm-hmm. Because you know where he sleeps? The air vents.
Yeah.
Chris Harris just crawls up in there. I'm telling you, the dude is jealous that he's not on the show flirting with Ari, and there's so much evidence. And I got a comment about this later when we make it to the Derby.
Okay.
But this dude... He's
all about
Aria, that's what I think.
Yeah.
So he gets a date with Becca Kay, or Becca Kay gets a date with him, I guess. That's how the competition works. Yeah. Hey, we got a clip. We're going to have Becca describe her date. So this is Becca's opinion of how this date went.
Best date ever. I won't take one moment for granted.
Okay.
That is taken after he's showered her with, I mean, how much in dresses do you think were
just
sitting on that
stuff.
Rack?
Yep, just bought her stuff. I even tweeted this out during the show. I said, all a dude has to do to be your Prince Charming, because that's what she said. She says, he's my Prince Charming. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And just all a dude has to do to be your Prince Charming is to buy you dresses and buy you shoes, and then all of a sudden he's the most romantic person ever. Like, I don't know, man. He's just buying you stuff.
Like, what's the second in place? You know, what is the second best date ever? It's nowhere close to what she's just experienced.
Yeah, it's silly to even talk about it. Like, but best date ever. Best thing. Yeah.
And comes out with comes out with these dresses, shoes, earrings, and honestly the earring thing was, I don't even know how to explain some of the conversations that happen in this show. It's really weird.
Yeah. What was it? We got a clip for that too, right? About the earrings.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say he was trying to help her with the necklace, and she was going to put the earring in, but he's like, oh, no, I can do this. I can do this, which brings her to a shock, of course.
And so she has this to say.
Have you ever done this before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For my mom.
Oh.
Which, out of context, that clip is amazing.
That sounds bad.
You know, when it's just it's just here, you know, here it is. Oh, have you ever done this before? Yeah, for my mom once.
But that
he's,
can't
he's
be
putting
true.
Earrings on this lady. I don't know.
Have you ever done that for your mom?
No, but they're connecting, Bradley.
I guess so.
They're connecting.
I guess so.
He's sharing
Maybe
his
he
password.
Was just an awkward, an awkward passing thing.
Right. So, I got to correct myself from earlier. By the way, Bradley did not, or not Bradley. Ari did not buy these dresses and shoes. For her.
Well,
CBS bought these dresses and shoes. I guarantee they're taking them back. So Prince Charming.
Oh yeah, they're going
Prince
straight
on
back.
A budget. So then they hype up this thing like, oh, first date. She got a special surprise there at the end, and it was lo and behold some special sparkle confetti.
Some confetti
that they bought at the party store down the road for a couple bucks a bag, and just. Strew it all across the floor, made a big mess, and woo!
Yeah, and I didn't know, I honestly didn't know what to expect there. I didn't know what else it could possibly be.
Yeah.
But why even do it, why even do the last surprise? If you're just pulling a string that literally says, pull this thing, and paper falls down.
Right.
Like, that's not even... Is that romantic?
No,
I don't know.
Not.
I don't think so.
Look, okay, my wife's birthday was today.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets
Happy
home
birthday.
And I pull a string and confetti goes everywhere. She's going to definitely tweet out about how romantic I am.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in the door, he pulled a string and confetti was all over the house, and now the house is dirty.
And now we have to clean it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Becca's weird. She gets his first date. He's Prince Charming within the first 30 seconds for giving her clothes that somebody else bought.
Right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So then we have Crystal. Crystal got a trip or something. It was less of a date and more of a, they went like, they traveled back to his hometown and she met his parents.
They just kind of hung out.
Second episode. So,
and what's weird is they go back to his, he flies her over there in the jet, which seems awesome. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're at his high school.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, I've never taken my wife to where I went.
Yeah.
To school, and nor do I think that would be interesting at all.
Yeah.
But then they end up at his house watching videos that he looks like he's never seen before.
Yeah, right.
Like he's cracking up like, oh, I can't believe that was me.
He's a sociopath. Like,
he's
who cracks
a sociopath.
Up with her?
Who even has their own home videos and these old photo albums
and
of themselves?
He just sits at home and watches them. Mm.
Yeah, you right.
know? We took her back to high school. It must have been like where he peaked or something. You know, that's like this is where I was coolest before they put me on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Crystal gets the. I think she got the first rose. I think she got a date, or a rose for that date. Because
yeah,
for that date, it's either go home without one right then, or it's you get one, she got one.
Becca did too.
Met the parents, and anyway, it was just kind of a weird. It was a weird thing because it was like, yeah, what mom isn't just super excited to have you bring this random lady home? I don't know.
That you've known all together for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and she's already talking about family, okay?
Yeah.
Like, she's already saying, oh, we could be having a family together and thinking about her kids and stuff. And it's like there's 19 other women competing with you.
Right.
Don't you think it's a little weird to start talking about, you know, who you're going to be having kids with that early
honestly,
on if they're competing with 19 other people?
And I think the parents knew it, too. Like, what I had in my notes, I had parent interaction. They were not enthused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were generally kind of put out by this whole experience.
Yeah, I tweeted here and said, hey, Mom, I'd like you to meet blank this time. Don't worry, you will meet all my girlfriends. Couldn't fit them all in the car.
Right.
Every mother's dream. This is definitely Prince Charming right here bringing
Crystal
home. He's such a goofball.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so then the ladies have a group date derby, and this is where it gets kind of interesting.
Yes.
We've got Tia, for all you Arkansans, in a little clip, what she says about how she insults all of us. But anyway, here we go. Here's Tia.
People in Arkansas actually do this, like, for fun. So they would all be very proud right now, so I really have to represent.
Are we proud?
Well, you know, Bradley, I just about every weekend I head on out to the out there to the derby track and bring me up a car or two, and that's just I drive barefoot too. I just roll on.
I love pig farming.
Telling you.
You know, we were both born and raised in the same state, not even 100 miles away from where she's from. I don't think I sound like that.
Hey, listen. I know some country folks.
Yeah.
And that's, like, she's putting that on.
Right. Has to be.
Like,
has to be.
Nobody talks like that.
No one talks
like
that.
She's got to be putting that on some because, like, you know, like you said, lived her all my life. Hardly know anybody that talks anything close to that, but even the people who are close to that, they're not that bad.
You know, as an aside, just talking about our Arkansas connection, I don't think she's doing very bad. Like, she's not had any major drama. She, you know, had some problems with Chelsea and later on in this episode, Crystal, for doing a shady whatever
thing. She didn't really speak up too much, but
But, I mean, I guess she's a fun time to be around because she's still, you know, she's still there. She's still, even if it is just that beautiful twang that we all know and love. But
yeah, buddy, you know that's
right. Yeah, buddy.
All right, so a ton of ladies go this derby, demolition derby trip, and this is the part where the girls pretend that they're not any good at driving. They all get behind the wheel of a car, and they go, I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, you've never driven a car. Seriously?
Yeah, right.
Like, how much?
Right.
You can't everybody be the damsel in distress every 5 seconds to try and get this dude's attention. Like, it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I just,
and it
I want
wasn't
these people to behave
that,
like human beings.
Yeah, it
and the
wasn't
guys are just
even
as
that,
bad on the Bachelorette show anyway, but. Anyway.
Okay, well, see, this is the first time of me, for those who don't know, this is the first time I've even seen this show, much less The Bachelorette. So
yeah, and I've had
the
misfortune of seeing several seasons of both.
But, you know, anyway, back to the cars, they didn't even have the whole rink open. They didn't even have the whole thing. It was just a little square, so they couldn't even go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, had them all closed off. Let's see, one of the Britneys won, one of them.
Yes.
I think there's still two or three or something like that. I think there's at least two.
They spell them differently, I think, but so far this is, I think, my favorite of the Brittany strand.
Yep. But one of them wins. One girl gets nervous, okay? Her name is Annalise, and she still races. And she hits a bunch of people, okay?
Yeah.
And she like, feigns PTSD at first about having trouble with bumper cars. And look, I'm all here for it. When somebody says... I had a traumatic experience as a child, and it seriously bothers me to the point of having a panic attack. I can't do this. I believe you. Like, I'm, you know, when I first watched it, I was like, oh, this is not good. And then they show Jenny, who's a sociopath. Like, regardless whether or not this girl's faking, she's going, like she gets informed that as a little girl she was scared, that Annalise was scared, and mm-hmm. she vows to target her on purpose to cause more trauma.
Yes.
Like, somebody show Ari the clip and just send that girl home. She's insane. And I think, Bradley, some foreshadowing, I think Ari saw the clip.
Yeah, I think somebody said you need to watch out for her because she's going to get you in the back if you don't watch it one of these days.
Yeah. Now, when I first was watching the show and doing the notes here, I put in that Ari probably picks her in the end. Like, she's probably the girl that she, you know, that he marries. Because you got to be a sociopath to be the bachelor or the bachelorette. Mm. Like, you don't manipulate 30 people all at the same time without being some level of sociopath or ego person.
That's true. Is that Bob?
Yeah. Can you hear that?
No, it's fine. You can't hear it too much.
Had an interruption from my robot vacuum, folks. Bob the gets robot lost mate. Every now and then. Yeah.
But what's even, I don't know if it's worse. I was going to say worse, but it may not be worse. But Annalise comes back and is totally fine and even compares the suit she's wearing to a security blanket. Mm-hmm. I think it was all just a ploy to get more time with Ari. Yeah. It didn't make any sense. Yeah. None of that.
Oh, definitely. Because, I mean, she even teared up after she put on the suit. But just before she puts on the suit, she's, like, sitting there, like, looking up, like, can Ari see me? Can Ari? Yeah. And then he comes over, talks to her for 5 seconds, and it's completely worth it to her that he does that. Like, it's completely worth it to feign PTSD, which is a serious disorder.
Yep.
Like... And then she gets in the car, and their first, like, Chris, whatever, Harrison, his first comment is, wow, she's really annihilating people. Like, yeah, because she faked. Like, she faked it.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, that's funny, because you said, you know, Chris has a thing for Ari. He only had, like, two things that he said, Chris, in that whole scene.
Yeah.
And one of them was about how Ari has never won any kind of race in his life.
Yeah, dude's
and,
bitter.
You know. Like, he's after him. He's after him.
He's like, I'm not on the show. Everybody else can, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget y'all. I want to be on the show. Yeah. So, Yale girl, I can't remember her name, didn't put it down.
I think that's Sienna.
Sienna, yeah. She gets the rose for the group date derby. She's safe there. And all I can say about the demo derby thing is more Thunderdome, please. More Mad Max. It was a good theme for the episode. Yeah. Crashing into each other and breaking stuff. It was good theme. Ladies got to diffuse some pent-up frustration. You know they watched which number car they were supposed to go for at the beginning before they started.
Yeah.
So good stress relief for everybody, myself included.
Yeah. Next one, we need flamethrowers, chainsaws, you know, more blades and sharp things on the next one. But as a first... It was great. I enjoyed it. It was fine.
That was probably going to be the highlight of the season when they're all out there crushing cars. Yeah. So you got me there to like to watch me a demo derby girl.
Your Arkansian brothers are proud.
Yeah, just not with that accent. That's all. Anyway, so then Chelsea, they get back to the house, and Chelsea, the girl he made out with first, and I think gave the first impression Rose in the last episode, grabs Ari first, of course, because duh. That's what she does, and she treats the rest of the ladies like side pieces because this is her man, and doesn't care if she's being cheated on with 19 other women. He's mine, and we're in a serious, committed relationship.
And like the whole mystery thing, she brings that forward, and she ends up being a mom, and she plays dumb, like she didn't know he had this mom thing.
Yeah.
You know, going on, and we all know what you're doing, Chelsea. Just you know. Just know we're all on to you. That's all I'm saying.
And she did that classic, I've seen this so many times. It's like she thought she was super original, but she did the thing where it's like, I have another man in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my 3-year-old son. And I have another woman in my life. Like the men do this too. And they, like, that's the standard joke.
I have another.
So it's almost at this point, I'm thinking, even the bachelors and the bachelorettes, when they hear somebody say that, they're immediately going, oh, you have kids. Because it's such an old thing. But Chelsea's super clever, you guys.
And the whole kid thing, she makes herself seem like a martyr or something, saying, oh, well, I left my kid behind, so I get I deserve more time than y'all because I made this sacrifice.
I'm sure there are other moms in the room.
Well, and even if there's not, it's not everyone else's fault that you have a kid.
Yeah, it's not everyone else's fault you signed up to be on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. I left my kid to be here. Are you trying to convince yourself that was a bad decision? Or are you,
yeah, right.
Are you trying to, I don't know. Yeah, so, oh, and then she makes out with Ari and hashtag best love story. Okay, date's over, next date.
Yeah. Which that kind of sets a theme because there was a lot of that.
Yep. And then we have Sienna, who she, I guess what, she got the group date rose, or that's at least that's what we said. But then she still got some time?
You know, now that you say that, I think she got the first impression rose at the end of it all, like after the date.
Okay.
And like so it was on the same day, but
still
for a different
have a rose.
Yeah, she doesn't have one yet, gotcha. But she does get one later for the conversation that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that he said this, but she's like, yeah, I went to Yale and I lived in Brazil and I did this and that.
Yeah.
Turns out she's super impressive and mm-hmm. intelligent
all the time.
And he's just blown away by this.
Yeah.
Like he's like, oh, like he was totally blown away
people
by
people go
it.
To Yale. People live in Brazil. Like he just couldn't believe it. And we're back. That was a break, a commercial break brought to you by Skype.
Yeah, thanks, Skype.
Not because they're sponsoring us or anything. They're just ruining our show. They ended our call randomly. So anyway, so back to where were we? We're talking about Sienna. Oh, yeah. Sienna, however you say her name. She made out with Ari for a couple seconds, and then her time was up.
Yes, right.
So, and then we move on to Becca M.,
Yes.
Becca M. This is the short-haired girl.
Okay? Yes.
Short-haired girl, Becca. They have this conversation where Ari says, "You make me smile, and that's why I like having you around."
Right.
Translation, "You have a lot in common with my car." He's talking to her as if she's a toy or something. Because that's just about all he says. You make him smile, and that's why I like you having you around. And then he does this weird little, shimmy, like with his shoulders. And and for those of you that aren't watching on the video, you can't see me doing my shimmy. But he does this shimmy little thing, and it's his way of saying I'm ready to make out now. And then they just start making out.
Yeah, they've got some kind of tie, some kind of bond there, because the next time you see her, they're doing the same thing.
Yep.
Like it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to me.
Dude kisses everybody. She says she's got chemistry with him, but you know, everybody says that. So
I don't know what you want to call that. Yeah.
But no, they're totally right. Those guys have something special together. It's not like they made out and then they had something special and then he went and made out with a different girl 5 seconds later or anything. It's they have a special chemistry that no one else can deny. Beck has totally got this in the bag. So they meet up again later and they do this awkward, like it's a completely separate, like 30-second meeting. And they do this awkward, I'll laugh at your dumb jokes so I can get an inch closer to your face dance. And by the time they actually start making out, they are smelling each other's dinner with how close they are to the other one's face and how much they're laughing. Because they're just up there. And, again, I did a video thing. You audio people can't hear. But they just, they get like right up next to each other and they're breathing on each other's faces. And then they finally start making out. And I'm not like, woo, they started making out or anything. It's just, why did you even talk? You know, like genuinely, I believe that Becca got the least amount of conversation time with Ari. Mm-hmm. They said she, even less than the girls who didn't get any time with him this week, they said less to each other than any other couple because all they did was make out. That was it.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
But no, totally. Chemistry, hashtag major love story. Everybody else can go home because it's, you know, making out. That's it. So.
And that's pretty much all it was with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, any conversation he had, it ended with making out.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
That's it.
So then Tia, we got Tia, our good old Miss Country. Here we go. Tia.
People in Arkansas actually do this?
Yeah, people in Arkansas. So Tia thinks Crystal should give the other girls a turn at the boy Crystal's trying to marry.
Yeah.
Like, because Crystal takes an extra turn. Like, Crystal has a rose, then she takes a turn when Ari gets home, and then she takes another turn when Ari gets home, and she's already had a date, and all these other girls are complaining. And again, it's a competition.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are forgetting you're on a game show. You're not on a dating show. You're on a game show. You're all trying to win. And Crystal is trying. She's going to win.
That's true, but at the same time, Crystal bugs me.
Oh, me
too. I don't know. I don't care what she's doing. Even if she was just sitting on the couch with the rest of them, I think I would find something to be aggravated about her.
I'm
too.
I wouldn't go that far, but every time she talks, she just. Oh, you got how many of you guys had 5 seconds with Ari? Oh, none of you. Oh, I'm sorry. I already have a rose, by the way. And it just that's her attitude. The whole thing. It's just hard. She's super cringe. It's hard to listen.
So later we'll talk about the fight of the night or whatever, but the Bibiana girl said something like, I cannot even handle you when you go to the blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
You know, that line that she delivers is exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind you talking to me, but stop with whatever that is first, and then we can, you know, and then we can talk.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Is this Crystal first impression, is this relevant to what we're talking about? I don't care, I'm going to play
so it. So smitten. Like, smitten as a kitten.
You just gave me, like, a really amazing first impression. And so I was like, who could I pick to, like, go to Scottsdale with me?
Oh,
she said that you'd never been, so.
I feel so lucky.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not aggravated, if you're not frustrated right now,
mm-hmm.
you need to listen to the clip again.
Oh,
because that's frustrating to me. Listening to her.
And it gets worse. That's not even one of the worst ones.
No,
it's mostly when she gets in front of the other women. Is she just so pretentious? It's just, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally exactly what bothers me about the show is how pretentious some of these women are.
Yeah.
And they're like alien lizard people. They're just, you know, I mean, obviously they're human beings and they have feelings and I should be worried about them. But
yeah, be nice. Be nice.
I mean, she's being a lizard person.
She literally says, I'm smitten as a kitten, like three times.
It's the weirdest stuff. You mentioned Bibiana, and I have a name for Miss Bibiana. I've renamed her $50 at the courthouse, and that's all it took. And now her last name is Sits on Couch.
Yes, yeah, Bibiana Sits on Couch.
This is Bibiana. I'm going to give it to you right here.
Yeah.
Crazy eyes.
Yes.
Bugged out of her head. And then... I'm here to get with him. He's my man. It's my turn. Sits on couch.
Yep.
Several times during this episode, it's I'm here to get time with my man.
Yep.
It's my turn. Sits on couch.
Yep.
Doesn't do anything. I can't believe y'all are cutting in front of me. It's my turn. Sits on couch. I mean, I don't know, man. If you want to talk to somebody, go talk to him.
And she does that until she gets up. She's so mad. She gets up and goes to her room.
Yeah.
Which is actually... opposite of the place where you would think she would want to be.
Yeah.
You know, like go into a room and close myself in instead of, like you said, waiting in line, I guess, like everyone else is doing or whatever the process is.
Well, yeah, and some of those girls don't respect the process, like Crystal and Chelsea, and they're probably going to win because they're getting the most FaceTime, which Crystal, I think, was bugging him at one point. When she interrupted Bibiana, the girl we're talking about, Bibiana sits on the couch. Listen, Bibiana's not happy. She's like, I finally got up off the dadgum couch to come talk to Ari, and you're gonna make me waste my one time getting off the couch this day?
Like,
hello? I don't get off the couch for nothing, lady. And so, you know, she's like, go back to your house, and then as soon as Crystal actually gets a second moment with Ari, he kind of looked done with it.
Yeah, she's like, I think he was over it.
I saw you with other women, and I just we had just such a good connection. He's going...
Yeah,
I had
in my notes, I said, do you wish you could take your rose back, Ari?
Yeah, for real. Probably, because, she got a rose, earlier in the episode.
Way too soon.
Yeah, she was the,
way too soon.
So, at the end, she's saying she doesn't even want to talk to Ari because it's not fair. Or before she gets her, her first little thing. She's like, I don't want to talk to him. And that's when she goes off to the room. It's like, lady, you just spent an hour on the couch complaining that you didn't get to see him because you wouldn't get up off the couch. And now that you might have an opportunity, you're going, mm-mm.
Yeah, I ain't going over.
Listen, my mom had a saying for these type of people, okay? Basically, just either stop complaining and do what you're complaining about, like just take care of it, or just be quiet.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to just complain, and you're fully capable of taking care of your business.
Yeah,
you
know, just be done with it.
You're fully capable of getting off the couch. Just you know, if you're just there to chill on the couch, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm sure they'll film you on the couch.
It's fine. Exactly.
But, she's unaware of how lines or competitions work.
Which that ultimately brings us to, I guess, the fight of the night.
Yep.
Fight of the night. I could not find a more clearer example of tension and drama other than this.
Bibiana has it out with Crystal. Here we go. Are you ready to rumble?
Well, you need to check yourself first before you try to check on other people.
You need to check
yourself. That was the only few second clip I could find that didn't have bleeps in it.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling
her off, telling Crystal off, and she's like, the voice of the people over here going, there's a lot of women in here who are mad. I know I'm not the only one. I'm just the voice. I'm just the one talking. And they are cutting away to other women who are like rolling their eyes and stuff. And also, I guess, mad at Crystal. But anyway, it just, you can tell when somebody's more there for like, just want to fight people. So Bibiana's probably going to be a recurring character in our fight of the night.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too.
Yeah. So then we have we have Ari's WCW, his Woman Crush Wednesday.
Women Crush Wednesday.
And who do we have here?
I think it's Becca M. It's not the one that got the first date. I know that, you know, he got her the dresses and everything, but honestly, some of those scenes were almost graphic towards the end of the episode,
With Becca M?
With Becca M. I'm
telling you, dude, all they do is make out.
Yeah.
There's at least 3 to 4 minutes of them making out in this episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Barely knows this woman.
So that's who I think is.
How do you do that? How do you be a person, a human being, and make out with one girl for so much time in a single episode like this? And I know it's spread out over a week or whatever. But like, how do you spend that much time making out with one girl and then spend time with another girl and say, you're so special to me? Really?
Right. Right.
No, they're not. Anyway.
And that's what's funny is she didn't even get the first impression flower rose thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as much as she impressed him, I don't know. Yeah. It's just a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
It's just a weird dynamic.
My WCW or Ari's WCW pick for me or whatever, my pick for him, was Becca K. Because Becca K thinks, well, he bought me shoes, we must be in love. And at least that's how she seemed to take it. And she seems to be convinced really early, either that or she's just a tryhard or something. But either way, Becca K, in my opinion, is the Woman Crush Wednesday because Becca thinks that she is. And I don't know. I
might as well be.
I'm definitely it. He's my Prince Charming. We are in love. He bought me shoes. I mean, sure.
Right.
Sure. You can.
Yep. Whatever. Okay.
So, and then we got the sob story. Tonight's terrifying sob story. Okay, here we go. This is Annalise at the Derby.
When I was a kid, I was doing bumper cars, and I just remember like getting trapped in the middle, and everyone just kept hitting me, and I was just crying, and I hated it.
And then I jumped in a derby car and destroyed people like a demon on wheels.
Right.
I mean, she had no problem. She got in that car, which is a screaming metal death trap. People are hitting her, 20 miles an hour, and which is a pretty difficult impact, and even in a car like that, like their heads are jerking around all over the place, and she's taking it fine.
Yeah, she's like, just
where'd all your PTSD go?
And what's funny is the story that she tells is bumper cars.
Yeah,
like that's not a traumatic bumper car story. That is how bumper cars work.
You know, I can get maybe it's that a person can be too young. Like, you really shouldn't. You're not emotionally mature enough to be there, like, doing the bumper car. I mean, they have age limits on those things for a reason. But this,
right.
this, like, her saying this and then showing up on screen, destroying people with a actual screaming metal death trap, like, come on. Don't cheapen people's traumatic experiences with your little bumper car story to get 5 seconds of attention with Ari. That was kind of, like, that was low and shouldn't be done, but that's her sob story. And Ari got to talk, she talked to Ari for 5 seconds and that just made her day. So congratulations to you, Annalise. I guess you got what you wanted. So then we have our losers. We got a loser obituary, Bradley. You want to take this?
So as violins play in the background, our loser obituary tonight goes to Jenny. We lost you way too soon. Clearly, you had so much more drama to bring to the table, to offer to the show. Yet we're kind of relieved that you're in a better place now because she said it herself. You know, she said, I care more about the friends I made than I care about you. So I'm out of here.
She's like, this isn't for me.
This isn't for me. I think Ari knew it. So
I mean, part of me, maybe she's just trying to be a little vindictive because he just kicked her off the show. But at the same time, I think she had the most human reaction that anybody's had so far on the show, where she just like, I wasn't into you.
Yeah, right.
Probably half the other women are not into him, and he's probably not into half the women he kept.
Yeah.
Because he's a human being. But.
And also Lauren G. and Valerie, which I – think have not I don't I've not heard their names since they were introduced. I have no idea
Lauren
who
was,
those people
Lauren
are.
Lauren was one of the many Laurens. The hashtag Team Lauren. And Valerie, I think she snuck onto the show this episode or something. Like, I think I saw her come out of the bushes and then he was like, You're not supposed to be here. And then she just kicked off promptly that evening. Yeah, you want to do bracket breakdown just yet, or do you want to move on?
Maybe let's not.
We can wait till a later week to start doing the bracket breakdown. There's a lot of people in this stuff right now.
I think we've decided we're going to wait to do that segment until maybe episode after next when there's more people that we care about.
Yeah.
Because I do remember the Valerie girl as being like maybe the waitress or something.
Yep.
But the thing is, you never saw her. She was never introduced or anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, last thing, we do have social media. We're going to plug some stuff before we get out of here. Kind of the end of the show here. I wanted to make sure that all of the listeners know if you watch our Twitter account at Bachelor Bro Show during the airing, about to sneeze. If you watch our Twitter during the live airing of the show, we're live tweeting it, and there's a competition each week, sort of like a lock in your guesses type of thing, where you reply to our competition tweet, retweet that tweet, and then lock in your guess for whatever our challenge is going to be. This week, the challenge was who's the first rose, or who gets the first rose at this week's rose ceremony. Next week, the challenge will be a little different, but you got to lock in those guesses before it happens. Sometimes it'll be the first lady Ari makes out with, which that's going to be like the first 5 seconds of the episode.
and then you got to be quick.
You know, one week it might be the first lady to say, I'm not here to make friends.
Right.
I'm here to fall in love.
Right.
Because that's every episode. You know, just some challenge like that. And if you get it right and you retweeted us, then we will give you a point. At the end of the season, the player with the most points gets a $25 Amazon gift card.
That's right.
Pretty good for a show that
doesn't even... Don't forget to retweet. Retweet.
Yeah, pretty good for a couple guys that don't like the show they have to watch. So yeah, that's that. That's Twitter at Bachelor Bro Show. For myself, you can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
Yep, at Bugman_Bradley for me on Twitter, and then also on Facebook, I think under maybe Bradley Johnson. I don't understand how Facebook works. So.
And then we also have another show. It's Figure Things Out, or Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out. You can find us there on Twitter at Some Bugman. That show airs on Mondays. We're going to start recording that once a week. And then just dropping the episode on Mondays. We dropped episode number 41 this week, and it was about what to do when you don't. And I'll let you listen to that one to figure it out yourself. But search for Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out on any podcast app, and you're sure to find us. All right, that's it for us today, Bradley. Well, yep. See you later, man.
See you later.